Amnesty International, meanwhile, is calling on Bahraini authorities to immediately release jailed human rights activist Nabil Rajab. The rights group says Rajab's arrest, detention and trial last year demonstrated the brazen disregard Bahraini authorities have displayed for human rights. Amnesty wants Manama to allow Rajab, who is the president of the Bahrain Center for Human Rights, to continue his work free from intimidation or threat of reprisal. Rajab has been in prison since last July. On Friday, he will have served three quarters of his two-year sentence and, according to Bahraini law, will become eligible for release. Almost 3 years into the Bahraini revolution, the regime presses on with its crackdown on protests and arrests of anti-regime demonstrators across the kingdom. To discuss that further, we're now joined with Mr. Jawad Fairuz, who is a former Bahraini MP, and he's now joining us on the line from London. Mr. Fairuz, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you assess this case against Mr. Nabil Rajab?
It was so clearly that the charges against Nabil Rajab, due to his activities and his standing beside the demand of Bahraini people for democracy, and it is so clear that the punishment imposed on him, it was just because he expressed his views and stand beside the people. Yes, he shared the people the demonstration, but it was so peaceful demonstration. And as Amnesty International mentioned that if by Friday he's not been freed, it is so clear it is not matter of justice, it is matter of keeping him, silencing him. And as we know, Mr. Rajab, he's a very well-known human rights activist, and definitely he will not keep him silent and defend the people's rights. And so clear that this is the way that the Bahraini regime followed to silence all Bahraini activists. Before Nabil Rajab, Mr. Abdelhadi Khawaja, one of the reputed human rights activists, he's been in jail and he's been punished for life sentences. And still they are following all these activists in Bahrain. But for us, Nabil Rajab is so a clear example of a prisoner of conscience. And we thank the international human rights organization that continuously they are issuing such a statement. But I think it is not enough to issue them such statements. Time comes that more pressure to be put in on the allies of the regime, mainly Britain and United States. And I think they can do more than human rights organizations they can do.
Right. And Mr. Fairuz, why do you think the Bahraini monarchy is so scared of people like Nabil Rajab?
I think it is so clear because the basic demands of people is to transform to democracy, and such change in the country will lead to reducing the power of the ruling family, and it will lead to a leadership of the people by themselves, and they can rule the country, and definitely it will lead to more stability where the democracy and state of law will be accomplished. And this is against the policy of the Bahraini regime and some nearby countries like Saudi to do so. And I think a sense of humanity, who are having such sense of humanity like Nabil Rajab, definitely they will not accept to see such oppression and such discrimination to be opposed on the people. Definitely, when people like Nabil Rajab will be within the people and see how much discrimination be imposed on them and such oppression, definitely he will stand. And I think it is either the government should rule what the way they are doing to putting the people in prison, like we have more than 3,000 Bahrainis are in prison, or they have to submit to change to democracy. And definitely that will lead to more reducing the power of the ruling family. And we think this is the best way if we want the stability of the region and then the Gulf and in Bahrain, that the people should be in power and government to be elected, and the judiciary should be independent. And definitely we should have elected a parliament with full power, which is unfortunately now these are not existing in Bahrain.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Jawad Fairuz, a former Bahraini MP, speaking to us live from London.